I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. Hello, Mary.
It's Wednesday, people.
This has like already been such a week for me. I need it to be the weekend already again.
I feel you. I was really proud of myself this weekend. I never drank more than 3 drinks in one sitting, and I was in bed by 10 o'clock every night, and I was like, I'm going to have a great week because of this. Wow. It didn't even work. I felt so shitty on Monday and Tuesday for no reason. You should have seen me complaining at work. I was like, I am so tired. I just don't get it. I didn't even get drunk all weekend long. I was like, this isn't even worth it.
The third graders are like, we understand, Miss Mahoney. Well, I think I drank enough for 7 people. It was, I mean, I just.
You went to a concert. What'd you do at the concert? Or what'd you do before the concert?
So Friday night was my friend's birthday and we all went out. And like, I thought it'd be smart to have a bottle of wine before I went out. And then
it's only 4 glasses.
Yeah. Within like a 30-minute span. It's fine. And then I drank sake. And then at like 11, I was like, I'm going to have a cool night. Like, I'm going to go home early because I have a big day ahead of me. But mind you, I was like already drunk. So it's not like I'm doing myself any favors.
But anyways, you did go home early?
I did go home early. I was very proud of myself because
How did you feel? Saturday.
I felt okay because I got a good amount of sleep.
Okay.
But then another friend had her birthday on Saturday. So we went to Rosenthal Wines and drank many bottles there over a period of time. And then my friend came into town and we went to Passion Pit and she had to catch up. So I kept going with her because I don't know how you catch up when you keep matching the person. Wait. But
you were lapping her, actually.
I was laughing. Yeah. And so then we went to the concert. And then after we met up with some friends and then just kept going. And then when I woke up on Sunday, I was like, I can't even watch the Super. I think I ruined why the Patriots didn't win because I was not in the right mindset.
They lost because you were hungover.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, New England. Oh,
the rest of the nation doesn't care, and they're very happy about it.
What I'm telling you, there was literally during – also, by the way, sorry. Somebody wrote a review and says that we say literally too much, and I know it's me. I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding me? My coworkers would be like, this is Ms. Mahoney. Literally, like, 100%.
Guys, we take your constructive criticism. I, like – also like. I can't stop that. I try to make changes, but it's very hard to break a habit. And we're from California. Like literally.
like literally. I'm like, sorry.
Literally.
I'm going to try not to say like. I wish you could add a like button.
When I was younger, my dad, when I would talk to him, he would just start counting on his fingers. He wouldn't say anything. He'd just keep raising his fingers. And all of a sudden you'd look over and he'd have seven fingers up and you're like, what's up? It's like, what? And he's like, oh, that's just how many times you said like in the past 30 seconds.
I'm going to try not to say it.
Yeah. Let's see how, I wish we could see how long the other one can go.
Can someone have a special button or something?
Yeah. Anyways, it was just, my friends had a group text going and there was a hashtag court check because everybody need to keep checking on me to see where my psyche was at as the game went on. And then my friend, who's a huge asshole, Sophronia, she decided that when I said I was come over and watch the game because I really wanted to watch it by myself because I'm a stress case and I can't be around people, she bought Eagles balloons to spite me.
Oh my God.
So I walked in.
God bless her.
I walked in the house and I was like, what the hell are those? So she set the precedent too. But then every time the Patriots would score, I got to pop a balloon with a knife.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But then we lost. So I never got to pop the actual Eagles balloon. At the end of the game, I just put my shoes on, I grabbed my purse, and I walked out the house. I did not even say goodbye.
There was anger and rage in you.
There was. I left. I did not answer my phone for the rest of the night. I just laid there staring at my ceiling.
I texted you. I was like, are you okay? No response.
The amount of texts I had when I woke up the next day, I was like, oh, Courtney, you cannot be this aggressive. Like, you need to just
respond. You're not even on the team.
First off, I am there in spirit. I play right bench, and it's fine. No, but I had to respond, I'm okay. I needed some time. You know, I'm happy for Philadelphia because they've never had a Super Bowl win. So, you know, it's good for them. But I didn't want to be the team that lost to them.
Mm.
Did you also see this? I know this is not Bravo related, but did you see the celebrations there in Philadelphia?
That one guy on top of the cop car moving.
Oh, so you missed the guy who ate literal horse shit?
Ew.
It's a celebration. Why are you eating horse shit? That's weird.
That's what losers do.
Sure. It just was not okay. So anyways, I died on Sunday, but then I was resurrected on Monday. But then on Tuesday, Mary, I died again. But this time I went to heaven. You guys, all of my dreams came true. I had an event. And little Timmy Chalamet was there.
Tell people who that is.
For those that have seen the stories, he's from Call Me By Your Name. I'm obsessed with him. He was also in Lady Bird. He's just this great up-and-coming actor, and he's so cute, and I just love him so much, and I just want to, like...
How old is he in real life?
He's probably, like, 22 or 23. Like, he's just so cute, and, like, this whole award season, he's just been so excited to be there. And so it's just, you know, he's somebody you root for. So anyways, at the end of the event, he's like shaking everyone's hand and he's like, thank you so much. Like, thank you. Thank you. Then he gets to me and I get a two-arm embrace in the shape of a hug.
So you're saying he didn't hug anyone else in there but you?
I swear on my life, we all of us were like, why did he hug you? Nobody really knows why.
Larry, maybe he's like, oh, this little girl likes me so much.
I hope he thinks little girl. I'm like, I could be your babysitter. Just like, do you need a handler? I'll help you. Like, he just was so sweet and I love him.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really exciting movie considering you liked the movie so much and I did not like it at all.
Yeah. So anyways, that's it for this week of Two Judgy Girls. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm going to go back to heaven.
No, please come back to hell.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Let me join you back in hell. Oh, it's hot in here. Okay. Speaking of it's hot in here, did you see the reunion that is happening? I know. Sorry, guys. This is like all not Bravo related, but... It's pop culture. It's fine. the
spice up your life.
Every boy and a girl, spice up your life.
Spice up your life, people of the world. Shake it to the left if you know what it feels like. Shake it to the right if you know,
Shake it to the front. Go round. How do we know
I'm a girl group? I'm classic where I don't actually know the words, but I know some of the words and I just make up the words along the way.
Well, this was, I took a Spice Girl song and rewrote it for my sister's wedding speech.
Right. That's right.
So I did.
What do they say? Like, hi, see, night.
They're like, hi, see, yeah, hold tight.
Hold tight.
Right, right. Who?
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
That was the song that we rewrote.
Making this forever, friendship never ends.
Ours is like, if you want to marry my sister, you got to get with the friends. I thought that was clever.
It's cute. It's cute.
Yeah. Anyways, are you going to try to, I want to go.
So are they touring?
Yeah. That's what the reunion is, Mary.
Well, I didn't know if it was in Vegas or something.
Either way, I'm going to try to go.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Oh, okay, great.
Like, do I definitely have some music videos I made in seventh grade to the Spice Girls? Yes.
Which Spice Girl were you? I would say, like you're Ginger because of the red hair, but I have this, like, weird feeling you were Sporty Spice.
No, I wasn't Sporty. Definitely not Sporty. No, I was like a Ginger, or like I always wanted to be Baby, though.
I always wanted to be Baby, but I feel like I always got stuck to be Scary. Nobody wants to be Scary Spice.
No, nobody wanted to be Sporty Spice.
No, it was Sporty and Scary. Like, yeah. And who knew, like, Posh would be the best of them all? Like, now when I think about it, like, if I go to the concert, like, I obviously have to dress up. Like, I'm going as Posh.
Yeah, I think I'd be Ginger.
Yeah. I mean, I would do Baby if I was blonde, but I was never blonde. So I was relegated to, I had like three choices.
Well, Baby was also really easy because she always did the pigtails.
Yeah. Like that's where Marge probably got her inspiration.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move on to relevant news. That now that we've wasted 10 minutes of everybody's lives.
Apparently, Real Housewives of New Jersey might not be coming back.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, we just said give Teresa the spinoff.
Exactly. Like, nobody cares.
But I did really like Marge.
But Marge could go to Boca and she can start a new spinoff. Marge will have a place on Bravo somehow, some way. Andy really likes her.
I could almost actually see Marge and Marge Sr. having a spinoff.
Oh.
Oh, like a Marge.
Ooh, I love that, a dating show.
They need a date more, like, I mean, Millionaire Matchmaker, that's done. That was awful. But they don't have a dating show. I mean, I guess they tried with Shep.
But why are they not doing how Shannon got her groove back? And then Jeff Lewis is the sidekick. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Also, no. What's up with Shannon? Like, Shannon, stop giving us, like, you gotta show that your husband or your ex-husband that you are doing great things. Do not post about your fat weight loss stuff.
I know. And then apparently, David is out with a new chick, and she's also blonde.
She literally, this is an actual use of it, looks like what Shannon did 15 years ago.
I mean, even Shannon 4 years ago.
True.
Shannon actually 2 years ago.
Oh, poor Shannon.
I mean, Shannon looked good. Actually, Shannon looked the best at that vow renewal. She was like a healthy weight then, mm-hmm. Not too skinny. Because when she first started, she was very, very skinny.
Mm-hmm. She was on a diet of Tito's and lime.
Lemon.
Oh, sorry. Yes. And then did you see Yolanda's new boyfriend?
I did not, but I enjoy this because I feel like David Foster really screwed her. Just was like, hey, you know what? You've been sick a little bit too long. I'm out.
Yeah. He's like, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to hang out with Babyface and have the Canadian quartets come over for a dinner party if you can't give them dinner? He's like, Andrea Bocelli is not happy to see this, even though he can't see. And then he traded her in for Catherine McPhee.
I know, and Catherine McPhee is trying to have a baby.
Oh, she's trying to get that money.
Oh, yeah. I bet he has, like, crazy prenups.
But what? It's like, we've already said, but you're not good at marriage. Why do you keep doing it? Stop.
Some people just love being in love.
Okay.
I've yet to.
Yeah, we're not those people, but we've heard about them. Well, anyways, Yolanda's new boyfriend is a catch. I think he's very handsome. Mm-hmm. And he's some guy. I don't know. I didn't look that deep into it. I just saw a photo of him.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
Stassi has a new guy.
I like Stassi's guy because this is why. First off, he seems like he's a little doofy. Do you know who that rapper Little Dicky is?
Unfamiliar.
Okay, anyway, so he's like this rapper. He kind of looks like that guy. I once matched with him on Hinge. But not Stassi's guy, this Little Dicky guy. That's when I was desperate for love, and now I don't need it anymore, apparently. So anyways, back to this. He's like, she's better looking than him.
Mm-hmm.
So she like has the one up. Like, I think with Jax, when Jax was like Jason Couchy and he was like hot, not roided out and eating a lot of pasta, he was like very attractive. So I think
some throwbacks of Jax, and I was like,
Yeah, like not so bad. Very handsome. Yeah. But like she always had the insecurity with that, you know? Now, and then even with Patrick, I think she thought Patrick was really good looking. All I see is like curly man bun, and he looks like an orangutan to me, to be honest, but I don't find him attractive.
He's not attractive to me as either.
No, but I think she thinks he's really attractive. Maybe it's because he's like super confident or something. I don't know. But I feel like this guy is more her speed. She can feel secure. He seems like he's probably her age.
Yeah. He's just like a normal looking guy.
Yeah.
I think he might be silly.
Yeah, I think he's a silly one. So I'm happy for her. But how about let's talk about some breakups, though. What goes around? Justin Timberlake once said, "What goes around comes back around. I thought I told you. Hey." We'll talk about his halftime show, by the way.
What? That was really off tune. Okay. What goes around, goes around, goes around, goes around, back it down, yeah.
Like more like that. Oh my god, are people still listening to us? I'm so sorry.
Wait, okay. But this has to do with Mario.
Right, so he cheated on Ramona with this girl. Then he found out she's been cheating on him and he dumped her.
Yeah.
And he, like, good riddance.
I think he like called the police.
Mario
was called karma.
Yeah. Do you think that he's going to try to hit Ramona up again?
I feel like they're very done.
You think so?
Yeah. Like she tried to reconcile with him for a while and it seems like she's moved on.
Good for Ramona then. I feel like I hope, except that if she keeps charging designer clothes to Bravo, like she's not going to come out on top.
Agreed.
Ramona Singer. Ramona Ryder. what did she call her?
Yeah, something like that. No, but also she is, well, we've already seen this, how she stole Bethany's dress in the past.
Right.
But also she buys all their stuff from Home Goods. Is she secretly poor?
She's let's say she's frugal.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Should we do some reviews?
Polls.
You want to do polls first? Okay. So I'll ask you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Our first poll question. Did Kevin Lee ruin his career? She. He was honest.
She.
82% agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad moment for Kevin Lee.
Okay, so we'll get into it, but my feeling is, had Katie said, "Hey, do I look okay?" Like, maybe that's when he can kind of give the opinion. But there's no reason for him to give that opinion out of quote-unquote friendship.
Some people just do these things.
I think he wanted attention and was hoping to catch it on camera. Okay.
I was glad. I was going to get really mad if they didn't show the actual clip of him saying it.
Right.
Because I needed to hear it out of the horse's mouth. Yeah, and we did.
We already didn't get the Jax recording. Please don't deprive us of more of these storylines where you don't actually have proof.
Right.
Well, not proof, but like we don't get to see the proof.
I need evidence.
Yes. Okay. Who do you like better? Do you like Jax Taylor better or do you like Jason Couchy?
I never really got to know Jason, so.
See, you like Jax better?
I can't deny Jax because he brings me so much entertainment every week.
Okay, so this is a close one. And I think things could change. There's still another couple of hours these polls are opened. 52% like Jax Taylor better.
I mean, for entertainment value, he's fantastic.
He's such a train wreck, and yet I need more.
Every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even to the Mexico trip yet.
I feel like this season has
to be like 28 episodes or something.
This season's going till June. I feel like it's going to.
I hope it does. I'm going to Google how many.
Yeah. Okay. Is Stassi racist? Yes, and Ariana will get her. Or no, she made a mistake. What do you think everybody said?
I think they said she's racist.
Wrong. 74% of people said no, she made a mistake.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that gives me a little hope in humanity.
Mm-hmm. No, I do.
She's not. She's just dumb.
I think she's just ignorant.
Yeah.
I think she just is like, doesn't understand totally. Okay.
I mean, if people were analyzing this podcast, we'd be fucked.
I'm sure they do. And then they tell us about it. Thank you. Would you let Sandoval style you? Yes, he has great taste. Did he miss his calling? I don't really know. I don't really know what my answers were here.
Those are the same.
Yeah.
Those are kind of like two yeses. He missed his calling.
Sorry, and I was very busy at work today, so trying to make sure I got the polls in too. There was just like a lot happening.
So I would let him be my stylist just for fun.
Okay. 74.
Would you?
No. Okay. Unless he's buying me underwear, like he buys the triplets.
Bert, Brandon, and Billy.
Which also, it's like, where did Bert, is Bert a family name?
Bert, I have like so many, like Bert and Ernie.
I have so many questions about them. So many.
Yeah, there was a lot of people saying they were inbred, but.
Okay, that wasn't one of my questions. Oh. Okay, oh, 74% of people think he missed his calling.
I agree.
Okay. Is Lala...
He likes to take fashion risks.
There's a lot of those risks. A lot of... Okay. Is Lala the MVP of this season? Hell yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lala-luya? Is that what you said? That's funny.
That's what I said. Oh.
What did you say?
I said hallelujah.
Oh, I was like, Lala-luya. That's hilarious. Hell yes or no way.
Hell to the yes. 100% literally.
Well, 70%, close enough. Okay, let's head over to Summer House here. Whose team are you on? Are you on Lindsay's team or Lauren's team?
Lindsay!
60% agree with you. That was a strange fight, and I think that was definitely a blacked out fight.
Oh, Lauren. I mean, that classic miscommunication. You drank way too much.
Someone take away the twisted tea.
Yes.
Okay.
Or the whispering angel.
Yeah. Who should Lauren date? Carl or Austin from Southern Charm?
Austin.
Got a lot of messages saying a therapist. 75.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
75% said Austin.
A therapist. I wish they had three answers.
I know. Stop yawning. Choose a side. Kyle or LVP?
Oh, Kyle, always and forever.
62% agreed with you.
LVP's done. She's over.
Okay, well, she was looking bomb in her talking heads this week.
With the black one?
Yes.
The black.
She was skinny. Her hair looked fantastic.
No.
What? I thought that you would have really enjoyed her hair. It was down. It was sleek. It looked really, it looked healthy.
The black, when she's wearing like the black, pretty poofy dress. Or I imagine it's poofy because you can't see it all.
Yeah.
It had like, what would I call that material?
Chiffon? I don't know.
No, definitely not a chiffon.
I don't know. I have a dress like it. I don't know what it is.
No, I didn't think she's done. She's done.
Okay.
Take your 70-year-old ass out of here.
Okay. We know you were blackout, but you still did it. Lala's Randall or Ariana's brother?
Ariana's brother.
70%. That's pretty funny. Like, I don't know. I thought that people,
you have to pick.
I thought people would have picked Randall because he has money and you can fly private. What is Ariana's brother going to offer me? Ariana's couch to sleep on?
But you just slept with him one night.
Oh, that's true.
You only have to do it once. And you can use a condom.
Oh, you can. Oh. Wow.
And that means it doesn't count.
Oh my God.
It's like it didn't even count.
Is that how you count? Oh my God. No.
I think that's how Lauren counts.
Oh dear gosh. Lauren counts if you gave her, if you fuck her without a condom or you turn your location on, those count. Anything else does not count.
Exactly.
Okay. Is Erica losing steam this season? No, she's a queen. Bored of her.
There's just like nothing really going on with Beverly Hills. The most exciting thing to me is Lisa Rinna and her daughters. So I would say, yes, she is losing steam.
So you're bored of her. 47% agree with you. So this one's a close one. So things could change. We'll monitor.
Okay.
Okay. So should we do some reviews now?
Sure.
Okay. We've got some really funny ones this week.
Okay.
So I'm going to read two of them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let me just find it. Do you have one?
Sure.
Okay. You go ahead.
Hilarious from Melanie K31. Hilarious girls are talking about my favorite topic. Bravo celebrities. Love listening to them chat about The Real Housewives and Pump Rules, the only shows worth watching. But if I can make one request, the Kentucky accent Courtney does of Brittany makes me cringe. As a girl from Kentucky, I can attest that we do not sound like that. Please retire it. You can roar in hell,
Melanie. Mel, did you hear me, Melanie? Rot in hell. First off, I'm not saying everyone from Kentucky sounds like that. That's just how Brittany sounds.
Agreed. Agreed.
People from Kentucky are lovely, and they sound wonderful, but not Brittany. That's all.
She's just like Jax.
I mean, Jax is doing a. What did you think of Jax's accent this week? His impersonation.
That was good.
Okay. Okay. 5 stars only from a day one listener. This is from Lori T. 5 stars.
Thank you, mm-hmm. Lori.
Lori, thank you. Because before I read this, so my friend had started a podcast and she wanted some like tips because, you know, obviously we're huge professionals over here and really know what we're doing. And so I like went back to listen to one of our first episodes just to see.
Oh, I could never.
Oh, no. Well, I was comparing ours to how hers started off. Right. And so I was like, well, you know, it's your first one. Listen, we are not even good, but we've come a long way. Lori T, I'm sure you can attest to that. Thank you for standing by us. And I just was like, wow.
Which one did you listen? Like number 3 or
episode 1?
It was like 20 minutes too.
Yeah. Anyways,
now we can talk for like an hour and 20.
Yeah. Now we can just keep going. And I don't know where people drop off. Hopefully it's at the end, but okay. Back to the review. Courtney from LA and Mary from the Bay are my spirit animals. I have been listening to their podcast and following them on social media since day one. It was just the podcast I was looking for, and I've been hooked on judging with them ever since. When I watch my Bravo shows, I can't wait to listen to their podcast to see what they have to say, and they do not disappoint. Love a forever juror, Lori.
Oh, Lori, forever juror. I love that.
That was wonderful. Okay, I have one more to go. You can go after two if you want. Proud mom moment, 5 stars from third judgy girl in the making. Any chance I get, 2 judgy girls is playing in the car. This week we were driving home and my 2-year-old proceeded to yell beer cheese over and over. Proud mom moment for sure. Thanks for the laughs. You both are the highlight of my commute. XOXO.
Oh my God, God bless you.
Please send us
beer cheese.
Please send us video of that. We would love it. Mary, what's our email, Mary?
It's 2judgygirls@gmail.com.
Killing
it. TWOJUDGEYGIRLS@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Join the Jury Speaks on Facebook.
Great job, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, before we get in, we also have to talk about what maybe is the biggest news.
Kendall.
Oh God! Wait. Redo.
Kylie Jenner finally said she had a baby on February 1st, a baby girl named Stormy, last name Webster.
Wait.
The picture she posted of her holding hands with the baby is the most like Instagram photo ever.
Okay. All I was thinking is, how does she have time to get a new manicure?
They just have people come to their houses.
Clearly. So what if we...
I wonder if she's even breastfeeding.
I have...
Well, she packed on the pounds, so she should.
I have no... Can you... this is a real question. I actually don't know the answer. Can you breastfeed with... If you have...
Fake breasts?
Yeah.
I thought about this before.
I would assume so. I just don't know. Because I would assume if they're put – when they put it in, they cut the mammary gland, right? I'm going very scientific here.
You're going to have to ask Dr. DeBro or
– Oh, hey, Dr. Nassif.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, can you
– I'm sure he's listening.
If any of you,
let us know.
If any of you have fake boobs and have breastfed, let us know. I'm, like, genuinely curious about this.
I'm sure we could Google it, but please respond back.
Yeah, I don't know how to Google things anymore. But what do you think of Stormy?
No, it's just no. I saw this meme. It was like, the Kardashians have officially been a weather forecast. It's a stormy night in Chicago with rain coming in.
It's just
Stormy. Kylie's, Chicago is Kim's.
Literally, we
Rain
all got
is
it.
Courtney's. I mean, what's Chloe's name gonna be?
Chloe, I hope, goes something like, I could see Chloe doing something like Chris or MJ. I could see her being more sentimental, or like her dad's name, like something like,
right?
Like, couldn't you see her maybe naming her daughter Robbie?
Oh, I like that.
Right?
I love that, actually.
I could see her doing something like that. She always seems very sentimental, so it'll have some sort of meaning as opposed to, like, what my relationship status was with my baby daddy when I gave birth.
Right.
Storm.
I always, like, wonder if she's secretly married, too.
I just don't understand, because there have been these so I took the time to watch the 11-minute video.
Oh, I texted you, didn't I? I cried.
Yeah, I had some tears too. But when they were,
it was the background music.
Okay, I was watching that and I was like, this music is killing me.
It was beautiful.
It was really well done. But I just couldn't help that when they were interviewing the friends, they were like, Kylie knew since she was 15 that she wanted to be a mom. I was like, what? At 15, she knew that? Like that? What? No. No.
But no, I think everyone imagines themselves like, you imagine yourself when you're younger, like, oh, I'm going to be a mom and I'm going to have kids and be married.
Oh, when I thought I'd be married.
You and you're like, what the fuck? I'm never going to marry them.
I was like, oh, I'll be married by 23, maybe 24. Then I'm going to have four kids. And now I'm like, I would like four beers. And I'm going to make out with that guy over there.
Freeze four of my eggs if I decide to ever have babies.
I just, to me, it sounds like what a 15-year-old would name her kid, where she's like, oh my God, this is my new Barbie doll, and her name's Stormy.
Yeah. I don't quite get it. I'm interested to know more about
her. Do you think her and Travis are together, though? I feel like they're not together.
Oh, I feel like they are. That video, that 11 minutes made me be like, they're definitely together.
Interesting. I can't decide because I went to his Instagram to be like, oh, he must have done like a really nice welcome post.
Nothing.
I don't think he's ever even mentioned Kylie on his Instagram. Probably doesn't go with his image.
Well, he was in the hospital room and in that video, it captured him.
Oh, okay, well,
I felt like it really captured him and made him seem warm and loving, and his family was in it, her family meeting each other.
What did you think? Yeah, she seems very close with his family. That's true. I forgot about that. What do you think about the fact that we met Chicago in that video?
Oh, I loved that because I'm sick of them making money off of babies. So I like that. It was just a YouTube video.
Well, no. First off, it was put on YouTube. She made money off that video with ads. 100%. 100%. Like, she could have done it on her app. Why didn't she do it on her app? Because she wanted to make money. And so she put it on her YouTube channel. That's one. Two, I read this blind item somewhere that said that they wanted to take the attention away from the Super Bowl. And they were going to try to break the internet. By being like trending higher than the Super Bowl, and it didn't work.
It was kind of funny. It was like, Super Bowl's canceled today. Kylie Jenner had a baby.
Right? I hope that Kylie kind of gives us a glimpse of what life is like as a 20-year-old mom with the help that she has. I don't know. I'm happy for her if that's what she wants to do with her life, but I don't think it sends a good message for the. It's the whole 16 and pregnant sort of deal. It's kind of idolizing this image that it's okay to do this when some of us aren't able to afford that at 16, 20, or have the mental capacity to do it, or have access to nannies, or like an entire loving family who will take care of all these babies. That's just me getting like a little political.
But she's also like lived the life of a 40-year-old.
No, woman. I know. I'm saying, but that works for Kylie, but it doesn't work for the other 20-year-old down the street.
I know, and that's why they kept it a secret for so long. So now they're just like, wait, but we're happy now because the baby's here.
Okay. I get it. Should we move on to trash? Okay.
Yes.
Where should we start?
Let's go to Vanderpump Rules.
Okay. Perfect. So this week it seems... It's just, you know, this is Katie's redemption season. Sheena was right when she said it, but I'm all for it.
I love how Tom is like, well, yeah, she's chamomile Katie now.
He was like afraid to ask her though if his brothers could stay at that house. Okay, let's just discuss the triplets for a second.
You mean Brandon, Billy, and Brandon?
No, Bert. Yes. How are they the same offspring as Tom?
I think they're just overweight.
I find them very unattractive in general.
The one that got the, what did they call the haircut? He had got a little bit of a different haircut than one of them.
Like a mohawk?
What did they call it? Yeah, kind of a mohawk look. He was kind of cute.
Oh, no, Mary. No, Mary. I couldn't tell if they just were are they uneducated? Do they live in the backwoods? I'm really not trying to be rude. They're like slow, right?
They've never. No.
No, I'm not, like, Asperger's. Like, there's something off with them. When they were like, hey, James, no. I know it's different in some places. Can we request a song? What song did they request?
I know. I wondered the same thing about what song they would have chosen.
I'm James Kennedy right now.
I love that.
He will not respond to us, but it's okay.
They are not. No. They're just a little trailer park.
Okay.
They're just not even that. They're just. They just haven't been cultured. I don't think they've been out of the state.
But why do they talk to them as if they're like 15-year-old kids? Like, we got you underwear. Why are they buying them underwear?
I feel like they don't work.
Why? They're 30.
And their mom still buys them underwear.
But why do they have underwear with them? Why are they getting new underwear?
Because they have holes in them.
Oh my God. Skid marks. Okay. They seem like very lovely, nice boys, but they're 30. They're older than Stassi.
I always wear good underwear because my mom's always,
what
my
if something mom always happens? Told me, like,
if you get in a car accident, they'll see. Because they have to cut your pants off, so you always wear nice underwear. And I've stuck to that. Thanks, Mom.
I've heard that too. But sometimes you're just in a rush and you have to just pull out whatever underwear is there. Whatever. Besides the point. Okay. The Coors Light problem. Do you have this problem?
No, I don't like to waste.
Okay. Yeah.
And Coors Light's like water.
Yeah, I don't.
I can finish the whole can in 4 sips.
Do you think that he's switching to Coors Light because he's switching to hard alcohol? So how does that guy not finish that alcohol? He's blacked out 70% of his life.
God bless him.
Okay, and then we go into the podcast drama, and Billy Lee's on the podcast.
I felt bad for Stassi here, and she's like, I'm not racist, and she just didn't know what she was really saying. I think her point was like, the Academy Awards is not about race and politics. And no, but then she was like, why aren't we talking about Asians or Latinos?
They played that clip and I was, please fast forward. Please keep going. I understood what she was trying to convey, but she didn't convey it.
No.
And then
it just seemed like she was saying Black lives don't matter.
Right. But then I feel like I just don't like Ariana.
She's really unlikable.
Okay, so I kept thinking, oh, this is like a recent thing. I don't really like her. But then I was watching this Bravo TV video that was like, who's the better singer, Sheena or Lala? Like, we both know. Who would you say, by the way? Sheena or Lala?
Lala.
Yeah, agree. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Anyways, it's neither one of them are gonna make it, right? Sheena's not Britney Spears. And she goes, they ask Ariana, who do you think? She goes, obviously I am. And Lala walks by and she's like, no, seriously, I am. Like, I was a musical theater major. Like, why do you make it about yourself? They're asking you a question. You could have given a cute answer of anything else besides how you answered it. That's all.
Okay.
So
Billy Lee.
Yeah. So then they use Billy Lee as a spokesperson to be like, Stassi, I think it was wrong. Like, they told me not to come on your podcast. Why?
Yeah, she's definitely, actually, I really like this Billy Lee character. I feel like she could replace Ariana. Because Ariana's just angry this season. She's not fun at all.
She doesn't really contribute anything because she's like the guy's girl.
But she actually, I think she needs to get laid.
No, Mary, she can't.
She has bent up anger.
She doesn't want to, though, because someone told her vagina is ugly. I agree. But Lisa did make a good point, though, that she thought that Ariana and Stassi should combine forces.
They're both queen bees.
Now, I don't think Ariana's a queen bee, but I have said before that I'm into them being together. I think Stassi would make Ariana not as crazy.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
There's a big divide this year in the groups. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
with the group.
It's basically Sheena versus everyone else, and then Sheena's got Lala and Ariana, but Lala's cool with the other girls too. Yeah. And then they're trying to recruit Billy Lee. And then Brittany's kind of like, I got my own problems because my boyfriend cheated on me.
Can you do say beer cheese in the accent?
Beer cheese. You better rot in hell. Okay, I see where I've gone wrong on the accent. I see. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. So then the big event this week is the Beverly Hills Lifestyle.
Magazine.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Stassi is the party planner.
I don't like that whole storyline.
About her being...
It's like, you're not the party planner.
Right. We just have to find a reason to throw her back.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these these little shamrock runs. They have super fun, expressive prints, and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG.
It's a sir. Right.
And then Ariana and Sheena are kind of like, why is she our boss? And Lisa
You guys, no one really works there. They just need to drop that whole working line story.
Do you miss when remember they used to have the meetings, like when Stassi and Laura Lee would fight at them? You know, Lisa would call the meetings and then they brought it back this week.
Yes, we totally got the sit down this week after the fire.
Mm-hmm. And oh, wait. Also, that fire was the day I was
supposed to go there.
Yes, I was supposed to have dinner there that night. And it's like, now I see it play out. I'm like, wait, so it was still freaking open?
You could have been at CNX Tuesday with James Kennedy, the white Kanye.
I really could have, though.
Why don't you go next Tuesday for
busy
information? Why won't you go? You live so close to it. If I lived that close, I would go for research.
I'm literally busy.
No, you're not.
I have plans.
What's your plans?
I have my my run club on Tuesdays. I haven't been for the last 3 weeks because I've been stuck at work late, but that is where I'm supposed to be.
I really want you to go.
Well, if James Kenny would ever respond to one of our DMs, I'd consider it.
I'm going to make him write you back.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the party, though. So the party, so Ariana, like, bitches that Stassi asks her to do her job of bartending. She's like, ugh, I guess I have to muddle and make these pink drinks and I don't have any tools. Oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this. And Stassi's telling me to.
What were they, pink candy droppers?
Yeah, something like that. But it just was, and then, but my favorite part.
Oh my God, you have to muddle? You're muddling those?
Yeah, and then Sheena's like, hey, you guys, look, I have an ass. It's butt pads.
Wait, did she say that?
No, come on, we posted about it. Like,
No. I saw. I thought, and then I was like, maybe I missed something.
No, poor Sheena. It's just, I can't believe I just said that. But I just don't understand. She wants to be that skinny. If you want to be skinny, nobody cares if you have an ass. Like, nobody but you care. Why would she wear butt pads?
Because she's thinking about getting that Kardashian implant.
It just cracks me up that she literally wore, well, and Kylie repped those before she, you know, got pregger. She was talking about this Target butt pad Spanx.
Oh.
Yeah. So
maybe I should try them.
You kind of already
have.
Oh,
no, I need a deflating.
Yeah, it's like you kind of already have a butt. I don't know if you'd want more, but you could get them and try them and let us know.
My old teaching assistant told me once that I had a big badonkadonk.
And then you got him fired. Okay, and so then Brittany shows up late. She's like, sorry, Lisa. Like, Jax, he's on his way because he was getting a haircut. But, like, I couldn't wait for him anymore.
And then Jack shows up 1 hour late and claims it was only 30 minutes. He was taking a line from Dorit.
Mm-hmm. But then,
and Lisa was not having
it. But then I read this thing about, and I kind of believe him, which is crazy because he's a pathological liar. But he was like, it was production. Brittany and I got there the same time, and then they held me there before I could go in to give a storyline.
Oh.
What do you think about that? Because why would Brittany show up late and not come with him?
Hmm. I do believe that. Mm-hmm.
I believe it too. So anyways, she tells...
I wish you were going to be like, he had too much pasta. So Lisa was like, no, you can't come in.
Well, it's probably that too. Also, I'm going to keep repping pasta. I don't care. I love it as a code word. I won't move on from it.
Absolutely. It's like we're at Olive Garden.
Right. Oh.
Pass the bread.
I would love.
And the parmesan.
And the all-you-can-eat salad.
Oh, God, I haven't been to that place. And
I can't go there. I'll never.
Since college? Since college?
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too. Good old days. I really miss that place. Okay, back to. Anyway, so Jax then is told to leave. He goes over to Sir and just starts to get hammered with Tom Tom and the Tom Toms.
Tom Tom and the big
ball of bram,
the trip plates,
Tom trips, the trippy Toms,
right?
Yeah, and one's like,
no, but then I loved when Jax, he's like, it's not like I'm helping children, I'm not changing the world, I'm not building homes. Like, so what if I was 30 minutes late?
Okay, and then Jax's talking heads were killing me this episode.
They were so
okay. Do the one.
He's like, I mean, tell me what I've done. What have I done different than anybody else? They've all cheated, lied, slept with one another and been late to work.
And then he drinks it, takes a sip of his Corona, and then chips his tooth. And it was like, it actually is true. They all have kind of fucked up in that way.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. However, he's 38 years old.
He's just the number one villain.
Yeah, number one guy in the group. So, you know, he's got to take all the blame.
Totally.
And then they're, okay, and I love too, because Kristen kills me because she's like, all I want to do is ruin Jax's relationship. She's like, why does Jax think I want to ruin his relationship? Like, they all are just getting like so hammered at that place. Oh, but, you know, then again, we already talked about it, but the thing about Katie happens. So then from the Vanderpump party and then going to see you next Tuesday, Katie gets hammered. Like, there
she did.
Oh my god, she, when she is telling that story to Kristen and Stassi and Brittany about Kevin Lee calling her fat, she's so drunk slurring her words explaining it, I was dying. I guess you didn't notice.
I didn't notice. I did notice though. Mm-hmm. Her 2009 video. The archive.
Woof. We've never seen her. Like, I kind of knew what the story was.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew there was an accident. Mm-hmm. But so her teeth were wired shut. She was missing her teeth. But really what I was focused on was those eyebrows.
They're too much for you?
Oh, my God. They were awful.
Well, she's definitely light. She's lightened them now. They were very dark then.
Yeah.
But, okay. It's giving, I'm dreaming in reality TV because I've also this week I started watching Siesta Key.
Oh my
God. Okay, so I had stopped like halfway through last season. So I restarted it, and then I got to the first episode of the new season, and the kid has his jaw wired shut. So it's like this, and then Katie shows up, and then I started having dreams about my jaw being wired shut, and I was getting such bad anxiety from it.
And Madison from Million Dollar Listing, his mouth was wired shut.
Kanye
as well.
West. Kanye did a whole album with his jaw wired shut.
Right.
Yeah, but all I was thinking is how claustrophobic would that have to be? You cannot open your jaw.
I mean, how much weight would you lose? Okay,
that is true. I would love that. But
you literally couldn't open
your mouth.
That's
why Katie was so skinny, though.
What do they do? Like, you get a smoothie?
Yeah, you literally have to just eat everything in liquid form. Okay. That's why Katie was so skinny season one. And then as she could eat regular food, she just kept going.
No. I actually think she looks
literally the best she's ever looked. Her hair is on point for once. Like, I think
it's like not that weird orange color.
Yeah, now if she could just somehow get her fashion sense underway, like, I think she needs to understand how to dress for her body. And as someone who doesn't dress for their body because I refuse to buy bigger jeans, I get it.
Rockstar jeans.
I've already outgrown those, so I really just.
That's not true. Your jeans were like falling off you in Utah.
Oh my God! Thank you. It's because I couldn't get them over my fupa. Okay, moving on. When the triplets asked Jax, "Hey Jax," he's like getting personal and he's like, "Jaeger bomb." Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay, I guess that wasn't a moment that stuck with you.
No, I think I wrote that down.
Okay. What did you think about the final scene with the Reiki teacher?
He just wanted Jason to come out. You can call me Jason. I felt for Katie this episode, and I liked her whole part about saying that she kept the scar because it's part of her, and I loved that. And I kind of liked this part where he said he just got caught up in the industry.
Okay. But why was she sitting so close to him?
I don't know.
Like, she definitely wants to fuck him. And I'm like, and what teacher is like, what moment did you fuck up in? Like, who says, like, they don't talk like that. I just felt.
I've never done Reiki.
She just wants her 15 minutes here and she's going to fuck Jax to get it. I just felt like the whole time she was looking at him, she was like, how can I get.
What if she's married?
Doubtful. They probably already for sure had sex.
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
What?
No, I'm serious. I don't think she would have sex with him.
Are you serious?
Yes. Who? I'm sorry. Who is having sex with Jax Taylor?
Faith?
Like, wouldn't you be scared?
Okay, I found her.
And what happened to Faith? It's like she's in a witness protection program right now.
Oh my God, whoever said that in our group, I was crying. Did you see that in the group?
I must have. I couldn't be that smart to think about.
I was cracking up. Where is Faith? Is she in a witness protection program? I was like, oh my God, where is she really? Is she taking care of a 95-year-old?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said you found her.
Oh, I found the Reiki teacher.
Oh.
The Reiki teacher is also a bar teacher.
No, isn't it Reiki?
Whatever. Reiki, doesn't matter. Jax is going to fucky her. Okay, so let me just tell you. So at the end of January, she quit Pure Bar.
Interesting.
So that's where she was before. So she must be getting a lot of Reiki clients.
Can you go? You know, I feel like you don't even care. It's like you should be going down to the den.
I've already been there.
Doing some research.
I've already been there.
Ask for Kelsey.
Kelsey went to she went to Dubai over New Year's. I don't see any boyfriends here. Oh wow, she sells scarves. Oh wait, does she have a ring on?
Yeah, I feel like she's married. I just know.
She could be. There does look to be a ring now. Ugh.
I just felt it.
You just felt it. And her last, yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay, so she's married. I'm right. Once again.
Wow. Wow, Mary.
Modest.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Is there anything else we need to talk about in this episode?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep stalking her Instagram while we move on. Well, why doesn't she post any of her husband? Oh, I found him. Oh, he's older.
Makes sense.
Okay. Interesting. He's Albanian.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, moving on. Okay. So the Reiki teacher is married.
So they haven't slept together.
I don't know. Yeah, let's hope so, please. Okay.
Okay. In Beverly Hills, this scene, it kicks off with Deree and PK debriefing about his 50th birthday bash, 007, his baby threw it for him.
Your accent is killing it right now. Keep going.
And he just wanted to thank his baby. And Doritos got PK, I just got you a little gift for $1,500.
That is the worst gift I've ever fucking seen in my entire life.
Her kids were like beyond scared. And they basically, it's like a 3D printer that printed out like a glass figurine of them. And then as they're like, I don't even know what they did, but then Phoenix's head fell
poor
off.
Poor Fifi.
But I loved their reaction. Like, they were just laughing so hard.
Did you see, though, did it not look like cocaine came out of it when it was laying there on the ground?
I did not notice that.
I was like, okay, would make more sense as a gift, right? Because I'm wondering, why the hell should you give him this figurine? But it's like, oh, you could put that in the bathroom. People would just think like, oh, it's a nice thing. Little did he know that the way to get it is to pull Phoenix's head off of her body. And then you put the hole up to your nose and you tip it back and you just do a.
Do you think it seems like it was a glass figurine?
It was like porcelain or something. Either way, it was a horrible gift. If somebody gave that to me, I think I would accidentally push it off the table too. What am I going to do with this? Like, what's inside? Is there cocaine inside?
I love it, baby. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Now I'll put Fifi's head.
Boy the way. Boy George only he only
put Fifi's head off. Or what am I trying to say?
Oh. I think you're trying to say Boy George only sings with bad singers.
Yes.
I just feel like they just don't love Fifi. Like, that is just a symbol of who Fifi is in the family. Yeah. She's a ghost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's a fashionista.
Okay. The thing that's driving me nuts about Dorit too is all of her labels this season. She, like, in that scene, she had a Balenciaga bag. She had like Givenchy, like, sweatpants. We get it. You're wearing, you know, expensive style.
Designer clothes.
First off, come on. You know it's from some sort of Rent the Runway.
Yeah.
You know it.
Okay. I also think it's funny because Carol from New York City Housewives is on Poshmark selling clothes.
Yeah.
Why is she doing that?
Are the times really that hard, people?
I mean, maybe just Doritos just wears these things one time and is also on Poshmark.
Maybe. I think Doritos has – she's getting these clothes loaned somehow. And maybe that's why there's so many labels, is because they're like, okay, we'll loan you these clothes for free advertising on the show, but you have to wear something that says the name very loudly.
You're probably – that's called marketing.
I think it's advertising. But so be it.
Same, but different.
Then we go to Vanderpump Dogs, and this guy opens a bag, and it's heaven that just comes out. It's like 12 dogs. I'm like, how'd you get all 12 dogs in that small little 4x5 bag?
There was five puppies in one bag. Oh, but I'm also sick of going to Vanderpump Dogs.
Right. Okay, so just give Lisa spinoffs. Lisa does not need to be on The Housewives. She can show up on Vanderpump Rules, get a spinoff of Tom Tom, get a spinoff of Vanderpump Dogs, and then Lisa is just the matriarch of all of them.
Yeah, I agree. I actually think that this season isn't going great for her. I could see her stepping away.
I don't think
she's the type of person that would want to like end on top.
Yeah. So then she,
even though she's not really on top,
I was going to say, so then she'll come back.
Yeah. But I can see her at the end of this being like, I'm going to take a little break, Andy.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, we want you back. She's like, only for $1 million. And then she'll get it. So then we go to Teddy and Kyle and they're shopping, not in Kyle by Aileen too. And they show the back of Kyle. I swear to God, the tag was still on the shirt.
I think you're right. But sometimes I forget, because what I do is I'll try something on. I'll be like, oh, should I keep it? Should I keep it? And then I'll wear it around my house. And then I just leave the house and I don't realize I have tags on.
And then you return the outfit after.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, I had a girl that I went to high school with who I was friends with, and she would do it all the time.
I definitely know people that all the go time. To Nordstrom's and wear the dress one time and
return
it.
And I remember being like, hey, the tag's still on this. She's like, oh, just tuck it in if you could. Oh my God, you're going to take it back. Which is like genius and also disgusting at the same time.
No, that's wrong.
I agree. And I think Kyle for sure does that with all the stuff at her store. She's like Melissa Gorga. She goes somewhere and she's like, I need this. I need that. I need this. Oh, I want to wear that. Okay, but I'll keep the tag on and then I'll bring it back. Also, I think Kyle.
Steam it in the morning.
Kyle's looking great this season.
Her skin has such a beautiful glow.
And her, I actually. Besides,
I think she looks better with less makeup.
Yeah, and everything that she wore this episode, I was into.
I liked her hairstyle for when Dorit, Lisa, and her go to dinner.
Mm-hmm. That
the high pony with like there was
yes, I thought that, and there was like a white like collared shirt that the collar was up. And she had like minimal. Yeah, I thought she looked really good. Before we get into that.
No, she had heavy makeup for that. Oh,
but before we get into that, did you notice that Erica and Rinna went to my Uber home? Remember how my Uber would take me to this hotel, this restaurant, Beauty and Essex?
Oh, and that was it?
That was where Lisa, Rinna, and Erica went. And I was like, oh my God, it's my second home.
So funny.
And then I want all the food they're eating. And then I like that Erica was.
It looked like they had some good avocado toast.
Yeah. Well, Erica was like debating if she should get a drink or not. And I felt like it took her way too long to order that Arnold Palmer. She's gauging Rinna to see, are you going to order a drink? Should I order a drink? Is it time for us to be alcoholics yet? Do we take a step back? And then she ultimately went for the iced tea lemonade mix.
I actually don't think Erica Jane really drinks, because during that casino scene where she orders like a vodka soda at 10 a.m. mm-hmm. or whatever time it was, mm-hmm. she had like 3 sips of it. And then when they're at the beach house later on today, mm-hmm. she was drinking tea.
Well, I don't know if you heard her, but she had a really bad period.
I know. She doesn't want to bleed on the sheets.
Mm-hmm. That's why she stays at a hotel.
So she bleeds on both sheets.
Yeah, that's what the scene said. For
and like,
week.
How old are you that you're still getting a bad period?
I still get really bad periods.
Oh yeah, you.
I get them really bad. I want the marijuana tampons.
Are you on birth control,
Mary? I feel like I'm just gonna step away from what's happening with me, and for everybody who's listening. You can DM me separately if these are answers of my life that you need to know.
Okay. I'll DM
yeah,
you.
Yeah, please do. Jesus, Mary. Okay, moving on. Okay, so the fight with LVP, Kyle, and Dorit.
I think good for Kyle for standing up for herself, because she was like, you know what, Lisa Vanderpump, I know what you do, and I think you've called Doritos earlier today, and you guys are going to gang up against me, and I'm not going to have it.
Yeah, it's Brandy all over again.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Dorit's so dumb that she's going along with it, but Dorit's also too big for her britches, and it looks like next week she starts stirring the shit again And I think just LVP wants to be number one. She wants to be number one for Kyle, and she wants to be number one for Dory, and she does not want them to be each other's number one. I also don't think that
her getting up and leaving was so abrupt. I don't think it was.
No, I mean, in her head, I felt like she wanted to say, I'm getting up and I'm going to make a scene so that they'll remember me.
It was so out of, like, it didn't work in that context, though, because Kyle was basically saying, Dorit, you know what? I was stepping in for Teddy, and Lisa Vanderpump was doing the same thing. What you're saying does not make sense.
But Dorit doesn't understand. Dorit does not understand what best friends are. She's like, I also don't understand why she thinks that both LVP and Kyle are her best friends. You've known each other for 6 months.
She's way up LVP's ass.
For sure. But when she keeps calling Kyle her best friend too, I'm like, Kyle is not your best friend. I think Kyle likes Erica Jane better than she likes Dory.
Agreed. Well, I also think Kyle knows exactly what LVP is doing. And she's not.
But she's also being somewhat respectful to LVP to not fully call her out on camera. I think they must have some sort of working with each other of like, you can take it to X degree, but you cannot take it further than that. Or you cannot say, you know.
Well, never talk about Mauricio. Right. Like, never talk about Portia.
Exactly. Okay. And so I know that you really liked the scene with Rinna and her daughters.
I just like seeing these girls rise. And I loved that the daughter didn't want to get her license. She's like, I just want to be a kid a little bit longer.
I thought that was sweet, but little does she know, in 4 years she'll be knocked up to and having a rapper's baby. Because, you know, Rinna's going down the momager path.
I think they're more like the Hadid girls.
That would be better.
But no, Delilah's gonna get.
Oh, Delilah's trouble for sure.
Delilah and her facelift at 19.
Like, I would like that. Is there a two for?
She gets her lips done, right?
I can't tell because I think Rinna had big lips before. So I can't tell.
I agree, but I feel like
Amelia's big too, though.
Yeah. I mean, look at the moms. I got it from my mom.
Oh, you're so timely with your references. Okay, so then everybody's going down to Teddy's, you know, modest beach house. I'm like, a 5-bedroom modest beach house right on the beach. Okay. In Dana Point. That shit is like $5 million.
I was surprised that she had that. But I love how they're all just like, oh, you know, it's like very like laid back and comfortable. None of them can say, good for you. You have this beach house. That's really nice.
Oh, but I thought LVP was saying that. LVP was saying, oh, she says it's a little cottage. Like, you know, she doesn't know if we're all going to love it. Like, I've never met a beach house I don't like. I think that, I think LVP maybe is sensing that Dorit is kind of going a little bit too much, that she might have to drop her soon. And so she's setting her sights on Teddy.
She's leaving bridges open.
Right. Just, you know, in case things happen with Dorit, she can go out to Teddy,
have a lot in common.
Do they? Horses?
Yeah.
And?
That's it.
Oh, okay. I did crack up when Erica went to pick up LVP, and she's like, you have every animal here. I think Lisa has a modern day Noah's Ark.
I completely agree, but we also know that her house smells like piss.
I think that Rocio is scrubbing the ground with a toothbrush.
And I saw her cocker spaniel, and I was like, I don't want my baby getting that big.
Schnooky. How is Birdie?
Oh, she's great. I just try to make sure she doesn't eat too much so she won't grow.
Right. Or get fat.
No, she won't eat. She's anorexic. So she really isn't growing. So it's kind of working out.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I also LOL'd when Erica was like, I left my gelid salad at home.
No, the potluck idea was the worst idea. It's called go to Whole Foods.
Okay, I also then was crying because the internet is so freaking funny. And someone was saying, Dory tried to pass off those lettuce cups as something that she made. Bitch, those are from Cheesecake Factory. Oh, yes. I did a side-by-side of the Cheesecake Factory with Dory's spread. Like, oh my God. It is literally from Cheesecake Factory.
I love that. Thank you.
It's Thank so you. Good. Whoever did that, you're the real MVP. It was good. And then, of course, we have to bring up the fight again.
Yeah.
And I think LVP realized she wasn't winning.
No, and she was like, you know what? I want to squash this thing. I'm going to apologize to Kyle. And I just kind of want this to be done. She kind of went into a different mode than she normally does. She kind of, right. she really backed down and just wanted to squash it and be, she was being very British. Like, you know what? I'm going to apologize. Let's get this done. I don't want to focus on this all weekend. Kyle, mm-hmm. I like you better than Dorit, but I can't say that out loud. Mm-hmm. But look in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. They're better together than as enemies.
But I think they really aren't friends. So,
you know, I still think they are. They go to
There's pump. Loyalty, but
you think it's like more of a business deal?
There's conniving.
Okay.
They're never friends outside of the show.
Yes,
they're
they
not
are.
Often together. No, not off season.
I've seen them at Pump before.
Off season, off camera?
Yeah.
Hmm. I haven't.
Well, oh, weird. They don't stop at the Balboa Club or Balboa Cafe, whatever it's called.
I took Birdie there this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Did any old men really fond
of her? Huge hit. She was a huge hit. It was too early.
Oh, okay. Right,
went
right.
at like 4.
Right. Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Speaking of people who drink at 4
mm-hmm.
or at like 11 a.m. or like 3 a.m. or 6:17 a.m., let's talk about Summer House.
Okay. This, that whole, the whole 4th of July was epic. And, but the Lindsay Lauren fight was classic drunk girl miscommunication.
But it was not even miscommunication. It was just Lauren was blacked out and obsessed with Carl.
Yeah.
And it was cake gate we had to discuss again. And then after she throws the cake in his face, she walks away and just pulls her tits out. I'm like, what is happening? She's becoming unhinged.
She's off the rails.
Off the I think she was doing some rails. Railing
right,
some
right,
lines.
Right.
Because
pasta,
how the hell
Parmesan.
Lines
Parmesan,
of Parmesan
pasta.
How the hell were they up until 6:17 and then her and Carl decided they should go in the hot tub together?
They stayed up all night.
All night.
All night long. And they literally hook up at 8 a.m.
Did you see, too, she gets in the hot tub and she bends over so her ass is basically in his face when he gets in? I'm like, oh, good calculated move, Workus. I see what you're working with.
Ooh. Okay. The other problem I had, she was still wearing the same bathing suit. Like, did she wear that all, for 24 hours? She must have.
Yeah. Does she have a yeast infection? She probably does.
She very well could.
She very well could, because that's not a good thing to do.
But I couldn't – that when she was wearing that kind of tie-dye cover-up.
It was like a romper that she decided to pull down and tie around her waist.
It was – it made her ass look so long.
It was diaper butt.
It was awful. It was awful. And I actually think she has a good body. She's a curvier girl. But she's
tall.
Yeah, she's got a really flat tummy, and I envy her body. I would like that body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean,
she's got the curves in the right places.
Do her and her twin kind of remind me of the girls from White Chicks?
I think the twin's a little bit skinnier.
Yeah, but and she's kind of got this. She looks like a very haggard Jessica Simpson.
Oh, I think they're more together than Jessica Simpson.
No, I'm saying I think Jessica Simpson's really pretty, though. Like, I don't think Workus is as pretty as Jessica Simpson.
Oh, I think Jessica Simpson is a raging alcoholic and is always sloppy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. But I'm just saying I also think that Jessica Simpson's pretty.
Yeah. So I think Jessica Simpson is sloppy.
Okay. But can we talk about Kyle eating chips?
That's so me. Eyes closed, eating.
And passing out with food on top of you.
How many times have I woke up with a Lean Cuisine pizza in my bed? I don't know.
I don't know. Tell us how many.
I will never forget. Okay. 2009. St. Patrick's Day. I was living at home. It was after college. Mm-hmm. Went out. Mm-hmm. And I believe my dad picked me up from the bars.
In a cop car?
No, just a regular car. And he took me home. And I woke up with Lean Cuisine pizza in my bed. And he woke me up the next morning, too, and was like, you have to go to work. And I was like, this is so sad. This is my life. My dad picked me up from the bars, and he's waking me up. And I'm 23, and I have a pizza in my bed.
And then five years later, same thing's happening. And then 5 years after that, still happening.
So no.
The things haven't changed.
No, it's not in my bed. It's in my kitchen.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why is a meat denying the makeout?
Does he truly just not remember it?
Maybe. He could have been blacked out.
He's bringing nothing to the table.
Yeah. Even when they went out to the bar and he left early to go hook up, it's like, do you want to be on the show next season or no?
How many girls were there? Was it two or three?
I believe there were three that he brought back.
I mean, if I was those girls, why would you? I mean, the odds aren't in your favor.
Right. Well, and it seems like he probably wanted one of the girls, but she was like, I'm not coming over without my friends. And they're like, I bet he said, I bet you could get on TV if you guys all want to come over. He for sure dropped that. Like, oh, come over and you can get on TV. Like, we'll drink and we'll be on camera.
And then they just swam in a pool.
But yeah, and then they were drinking twisted tea on a rainbow. So how the hell then after the day after, how are they all okay? I'm sorry. They are basically our age. I cannot get up at 8 a.m. to go start again. I can't do it.
So I think they just know they have to be on a bender and they just continue drinking.
So they don't really stop. They just close their eyes for an hour to wake up, have another drink, maybe sleep again. Okay. Just
also, I mean, I love my booze, but the amount of shots they take.
Mm-hmm. It's excessive.
I'm just like, how are you not out of your – well, they are out of their minds, are eating chips, sleeping. And literally he's like – she's like, how old are you? I'm 33. And then it pops up, Kyle, 34.
I love when the editors troll them.
It's okay. So good.
So I've also – there's also – I have a theory that's happening here. So clearly Workus goes nuts in this episode, right? Like she goes nuts on Lindsay, nuts on Carl. She goes in on Danielle again and on Lindsay. She just is like on this roll. They must have been on this text chain where she was like, crisis. I need all of you to post something about me saying how amazing I am.
Because Carl
posted. Her sister posted. Kyle did a Woman Crush Wednesday today. Like, they're all posting to be like, you're the one of the best people. I think Lindsay posted something, too. Like, we might fight, but we're sisters.
Just because she looks so crazy?
It has to be, because I cannot figure out why they're all doing these posts for her. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, her reaction. So she clearly doesn't remember the original fight with Lindsay.
Right.
Or She misinterpreted the situation. She's like, why are you talking to Carl about me? And she's like, I literally am talking to him about Everett. I wanted to get like a male's perspective. And she's like, you're talking to Carl about me. And Lindsay's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Leave me alone. We weren't talking about that. All you do is talk about yourself. And she's like, you're psycho, which she was. And then the next day, they try to rehash the fight, and Lauren is still aggressive. She's telling Lindsay she's defensive and that she's a victim and, like, telling her to put her hands down and saying, what's your problem? I was going to kill her. I feel like Lindsay barely defended herself.
Well, I also think is you don't poke the bear. Clearly, she wasn't going to see eye to eye and understand what was going on. So I think at some point, you're just like,
you whatever, Lauren. Like you're under Carl's spell. You're gonna look like the ass.
Yeah, it's weird. Why does she like Carl so much? I mean, she was the one who they decided.
Because he doesn't like her. That's why she likes him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that all makes sense because it's a highlight of my life, too. But she's the one who goes in there and she's like, Carl, do you want me to sleep in your bed? And he's like, yeah. Like, he gets like really mad. Like, yeah, I do.
What guy is going to deny that? And then he says,
I don't want to lead you on.
No, you need to make the first move. Yeah, because I'm not going to leave. Like, oh, God.
Was she giving him a beach under the covers? I could not figure out what was happening because the way their feet were lined up, but then you could see the sheet moving. But then she said something. So I was like, if there was a dick in her mouth, she wouldn't be able to talk like that. But that's a very weird sexual position. Does she have a penis? I couldn't figure out what was happening.
I don't think they were clamming.
What the hell does clamming mean?
I was trying to like link that into the Lego clamming later. He was in her clam? No, doesn't work.
Okay. So anyways, if anybody knows what they were doing under those covers, could you please message us? I got to know.
Maybe it was an HJ.
An HJ? There's a lot of movement. Like, no, I know. Thanks for telling me what an HJ is. I was thinking though, but the way that the covers were moving, like it's too much for an arm. I literally thought about this. I had to like rewind it. I could not figure out the way. I couldn't figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
let's go talk about Kyle and Amanda.
Ugh. I mean, I feel bad for Amanda. She just seems so sweet and she just really loves her boyfriend and she's like kind of hoping he's going to get it together and he's not.
I mean, he's an alcoholic on the weekends, so.
Probably during the, like, in general, I just think he's just, you know, we've talked about this. He's the star of the show. He's got to keep it ramped up. He's got to keep the party going. But I loved when she was like.
I think though, that's what he enjoys to do over the weekend. He enjoys to decompress by taking 3 tequila shots in a row.
Right. No, but.
And then peer pressuring her to get really wasted so that she won't remember the stupid stuff he does.
Totally. The 100. But.
And he needs to do that so he can end up ass naked on investors' couches named Julio to pitch them ideas during the week.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Silicon Alley.
But how funny though, this is Amanda was like classic passive aggressive girlfriend when she was like pissed at Kyle because I guess he like yelled at her at the bar. We didn't get to see it, unfortunately. God bravo, because if they only let them tape in the bar more. But so we don't get to see what happens. But basically she's like, I'm gonna go sleep in the bathtub. And you know, she's waiting for him to be like, no, baby, I'm so sorry. Like, come here. Like, let's work it out. Or him be like, no, I'll sleep in the bathroom. I'm like, there's probably got to be a couch around.
Oh, he has a Corona in bed. And he's like, that's stupid.
You know, she's just like, fuck, now I have to commit to this stupid goddamn bathtub. So. I was cracking up. Yeah, so then
Then Kyle just is like, Amit, I'm so jealous of you.
Oh my God, that conversation was very intense. So Danielle sets up a clamming adventure so that they could all get their clam on.
Right.
Right. But he's like, Amit, can I live vicariously through you, bro? Like, what was the sex like? Was it awesome? Does he want it like step-by-step detail?
It's literally. Amit was giving no information.
Me try like we just read from Vonnegut and then we cuddled for 3.5 hours and then I sent her home. It was lovely.
And then I got her a taxi with friends and said, wake up your friends, taxi's here.
Mm-hmm. Cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
Did you see Jersey Shore's coming back?
I did. How are they gonna do that? Like, are there kids there or
I think it's just a weekend.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, I thought that the clamming thing was fun. It looked like a nice activity.
You know, like, kumbaya, we're all going to be a family now. We're in the summer house. I feel like they're doing too many activities. They did the boating thing. They did the winery thing. They're really trying to get out of the house. I want it more like the real world and social situation. Just stay at your pool all day long.
I like that idea. I also, I'm very curious because I've never been to the Hamptons of like where they're going, because they were saying like, oh, that is that in SAG, which I assume is Sag Harbor, which is where like Luann's house used to be, I believe. And like Andy likes to go there. But but what are the Hamptons like? Like, where is their house? I know there's like Southampton. Is there a Northampton?
There's a Bridgehampton.
Yeah. So how far are all these places? How far is this clamming place? Does anybody know? Help me.
I feel like the Hamptons are spread out.
Right. So when they get in these Ubers, it must cost so much money to go from location to location.
So they're definitely, I thought about this as well, because they're only taking like big black SUVs. I'm sure it's just production cars. They have two cars for production.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're always in the same two cars.
But they keep saying like, oh, I called two cars. Do you think that production just tells them to do that?
Well, because they'll be like car one, car two.
Okay.
They must have some fee that they just write off.
Okay. I'm also worried about.
I would always be in car two.
Right. The second car. You always let car one go deal with everything. And then you stay in car two and you get to just enjoy the fun. Lauren was like, is my best friend cute about Carl?
Oh my God. And he was like, what?
I was like, this is literally going down. Like, literally, it's going downhill. She needs to stop. She needs to date Austin. It's just, Carl's not going to end well.
I agree.
But you know what will end well? This.
This podcast?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See, it's ending so well.
And on that note,
thank you everybody. If you stuck with us this long, thank you. We will try to be maybe more on track next week. No guarantees, per usual.
Have a great week.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.